8:40 on Maryland's Morning News. I'm Bill Vanko. Well, it's enough to start an argument in most families. Just look at your brother or sister and say, "Mom always liked me best." See where that gets you. The sibling rivalry thing that comes automatically with birth order seems to be as old as siblings themselves. And at least one researcher says there's something to it. Dr. Robert Hurst is the author of a book called Life's Fingerprint, How Birth Order Affects Your Path Throughout Life. And he's on the WBAL Newsline right now. Good morning, Dr. Hurst.
Good morning, Bill.
Most of us have had fun with it at one point or another, but certainly in the back of our minds, I think most of us probably believe we really can't draw any true conclusions simply from birth order and that it's all just an old wives' tale. What does your research tell you?
Well, my research shows that every child in a family wants to be different. They all hold a different spot within the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit why you brought up that sibling rivalry. You know, it goes back to Cain and Abel. One thought that someone loved him best, and that was that old saying of that the Smothers Brothers came out
right
with, "Mom loves me best." And it's true. There is some rivalry between the first two children. The first one, of course, gets all the attention. And then when the next one comes in line, he says, "Well, what about me?" And number two wants to dethrone that number one. And it kind of goes on throughout your life. It never ends.
How so? How does it manifest itself?
Well, number one is usually the better student because he starts, of course, school first. And mm-hmm. number two has to find a different spot. So usually number two is your better athlete, unless, of course, number one stumbles in school. So each child in the family wants to have a special place. And if one son stumbles, they'll move up in birth order.
How about when we get down to 3, 4, 5, and 6? Is it just a wash at that point, or does it continue?
Well, number 3 tends to be under the radar. They don't get into the sibling rivalry thing. In fact, they look at life very differently. These are the very sensitive kids, but we call them laughing on the outside and crying on the inside because they don't want to give one of those older siblings a chance to get to their inner core, so to speak. And number 4 is the true baby in the family, and this one just likes to have fun, and the other siblings take care of him. Then it starts all over again with number 5, starts to be very much like a number 1.
And if you're still having kids after that, all bets are off, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
We introduced you as Dr. Hurst, but truth be told, you're an orthodontist, right?
That is true.
How do you go from orthodontia to trying to figure out birth order?
Well, I have to make a decision in the first 5 minutes of meeting a child to see what his cooperation is like. And it was very important for me to understand what I was getting into before I got started. So I've been watching these children in these families for over 35 years. I've seen them grow up. And what came out of this book was the fact that the children I was seeing were separated many times 4 or more years apart, which gave them double birth orders. It's something that you don't find in any of the other books on birth order. And that's why Life's Fingerprint is so unique, because when you have a double birth order, you take your number and you magnify and intensify all those characteristics. For instance, if a number 2 is thought to be stubborn, now number 2s don't like to be told what to do because they hear that from their older sibling. If you make him a 2 only, you get someone that's an immovable object. You think about some people we have in the entertainment industry, like a Dave Letterman.
Uh-huh.
He's a 2 only. And so is Howard Stern. They don't like to be told what to do.
Dr. Robert Hurst is the author of a book called Life's Fingerprint, How Birth Order Affects Your Path Throughout Life. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.